The Fall in Fights Radio Show.
Welcome to the April edition of the Fall in Fives radio show. No foolish gags here, just the best in fall and fall-related music. And this time we're going to start with something that showcases the wonderful guitar work of Craig Scanlon. We'll be right back. Birmingham School of Business School, a live version from 1992, probably. I say probably because it's taken from Oxymoron, and the receiver compilations are renowned for the lack of information regarding their contents. Some sad news a few weeks ago. Mark Lanegan of Screaming Trees, Queens of the Stone Age and the Gutter Twins died aged only 57. This is from my favourite album of his, 2004's Bubblegum. This is Driving Death Valley Blues. Driving Death Valley Blues by Mark Lanegan, who sadly died in February this year. Now for another track from one of those late 90s receiver compilations. The version of Gut of the Quantifier with some interesting synth squiggles, presumably courtesy of Dave Bush, that appeared on the Sinister Waltz compilation. Now, whatever else might be going on in the world, any year is vastly improved by the emergence of a new Half Man Half Biscuit album, and the Volterol Years certainly does not disappoint. From it, this is Awkward Sean.
Keith Muldoon said he was dead, murdered by a giraffe. Christine Payne said no, he's alive, he lives in Haverford West. Chemtrail Brian has him in York, getting dragged out of the ooze. Airwear boots, surgical gown, counter majority views. Awkward Sean.
Guilty. He says, look, I love to man, all obstacles. You can't surmount.
The Rex Sargent mix of Surmount All Obstacles, which appears on the bonus disc of the reissue of Middle Class Revolt. And before that was Half Man Half Biscuit with Awkward Sean, and we all know one, don't we? From time to time, a clutch of bands appear that get a sounds a bit like the Ford label thrown at them in the press and on social media. Here are a couple of recent examples.
The smoke, the sulphur, and the filth, the rotting things. I will hear the wailing shrieking, all the blasphemies and cries. But look on the bright side. Think of all the art that's sure to be inspired by this dread. You know there's never been a good band from London. There's never been a good band from London.
Inspired by this dream. You know there's never been a good band from London. And there's never been a good band from London. face on my step. Steps outside, nearly broke my neck. It's all connected in a certain respect. My neck in the step, the compensation check. Can I get a witness? 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 Well, you fall and you sod and you swallow your pride. I'm at war with the Lord, but the Lord is on my side. Lord of the jungle and the Amazon's pride. It's not technically a crime. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
That was Yard Act with Witness, and before that, Thank with Dread. I'm not entirely convinced by either of them, to be honest, but I'd be interested to hear what you think. And you can let me know via thefallenfives@mail.com. And if you fancy, while you're on, you can also tell me about the fall song that's special to you.
Say.
That was Lapdog, a demo from sometime around 2013. Pylon were a band from Athens, Georgia, who, like a few people I imagine, I first became aware of via REM's cover of their song Crazy on Dead Letter Office. This is them with Feast on My Heart.
Hostile.
That was the alternative version of Hostile that appeared on the Oxymoron compilation, and before that you heard Pylon with Feast on My Heart. This is Swell Maps. Swell Maps with Blenheim Shots from their 1980 LP Jane from Occupied Europe. Another Receiver compilation track now, this time Cheetham Hill, released in 1997. Time Enough at Last was one of several songs inspired by MES's favourite TV show, The Twilight Zone, and in this case it's a 1959 episode starring Burgess Meredith, who you may know as either the Batman villain The Penguin or Rocky's trainer Mickey Goldmill.
It's time I started thinking all my fears instead of all my back. Now I got time on all fat laughs. About the past. people think you're just plain stupid, but I got salmon off and lost. I got salmon off and lost. Salmon off and lost, boy. Salmon off and lost. Salmon off and lost, boy. Jets house hits you when you least expect it. So I got town on off and left. Just playing deaf, but I got time and left. Cause I got time on off and left. And in a city of turmoil, it's hard to express the brains of air of a minor executor. Cause I got town off and
Time Enough at Last, recorded who knows where and when, as featured on Cheetham Hill. I'm intrigued to know who MES was aiming the F off at halfway through, and also what possessed anyone to stick all those random noises on the end. Here's another from the new Half Man Half Biscuit album, one that has attracted quite a bit of attention for its Monkey with a Tin Opener story.
We'll be right back. tell. I am the godfather of nothing whatsoever. Our Martin, on the other hand, thought he was the town cheese. Purported to deal in short-term solutions for long-legged men. He also liked the sound of his own voice. He was at Nosy Safari Park one day where he saw a monkey with a banana in one hand and a tin opener in the other. And he shouted over, "Hey, you don't need the tin opener for that!" To which the monkey replied, "It's for the custard, dickhead." It was loft ladders what killed our Martin. Larry, on the other hand, cleans out the drains at the Methodist Centre and wears a permanent smile. He reckons a contented mind is a continual feast. When darkness falls, I'm as happy as Larry.
Sometimes I set out for Ludlow. Sometimes I end up in Chepstow. I am a happy man. I drive the happy van. I scale the mountain.
Grafting Haddock in the George from Half Man Half Fiskit's new LP, The Volterol Years. Now, I've played most of the songs from the Four's excellent performance at the Oya Festival in Oslo in 2006, but not as yet this one.
We'll be right back.
Pacifying Joint, recorded in Oslo in 2006 with the Dudes on Fine Form as Ever. Well, that's about it for this month. Before I go, I just want to mention the book, You Must Get Them All. It has been a somewhat long and tortuous process with lots of delays and obstacles, but it's looking likely that it will be out sometime this summer, published by Root, who also put out Paul and Steve Hanley's books and Cy Wollstonecraft's as well. Some of you might have seen the cover of the book, which has been shared on Facebook and Twitter. I hope you like the design and I hope you're going to love the book, which is going to be the first one that tells the full story from start to finish, every song, every album included. More details to follow. Anyway, to conclude the show, this is Fiery Jack, recorded at Subterranea in London on the 29th of September 1989 on the occasion of John Peel's 50th birthday. Thanks for listening.
straight, great train. I'm too fast.